Now, this is a thought I made a long time ago. So it's meant to contrast the traditional, some of the features of the traditional high-performance computing approach with the web approach. So as I had something to do with the beginning of high-performance Fortran, I'm allowed to insult it. So the but I use that as indicative of a typical HPCC technology. So a traditional HPCC strategy is here we have a computing pyramid with a lot of small machines at the bottom, from PCs and the web on up, and various supercomputers at the top. So a nifty thing, a typical thing one might do is port HPF so that it runs on an ATM-connected set of PCs, to give a typical example of a HPCC strategy. So that's starting at the niche of the pyramid and taking the technology down. So that's a useful thing to do. It allows people at the top of the pyramid to use the technology at the bottom. The trouble with that approach is that Bill Gates couldn't care less about that, because he doesn't start at the top of the pyramid, he starts at the bottom. So an alternative strategy is to start at the bottom of the pyramid and port upwards. So the idea, so the sort of general idea of using web technologies for computing is that if we start at the bottom of the pyramid and link up to the top, we stand a better chance of producing a viable infrastructure, because we can then use the very well supported bottom of the pyramid technologies and use those resources, which are the large amount of money going into the generation of them, to do large scale computing. Whereas the problem with the porting downward strategy is it doesn't so clearly leverage the huge investment at the low end. Next file.